The northern wilderness has a long history of fur trapping, and although trapping could be a successful business, it was also a solitary one and dangerous. This story is about a lone trapper who went missing in early December in a remote area of Cook County. It's told by Leroy Creech. He was a longtime resident of a part of Grand Marais known as Creechville. Leroy Creech died in 2012, but a few years before his death, he took the time to tell a second-hand story he remembered hearing from Pat or Patty Bale.
Back in the early days, the Indians had came down from Gunflint Lake, told the sheriff that an old guy up there, an old trapper, hadn't been seen for quite a few days, and they were worried about him. His cabin hadn't been touched and everything.
Local law enforcement asked Patty Bale to head up to the Gunflint Narrows to find out what had happened to the trapper. Bale was told to take a friend, a dog team, and a grappling hook.
And so it was a couple of days before Christmas, and they took off and went up the chain of lakes south, north, and to Gunflint, and they got into the old guy's cabin about an evening on Christmas Eve. And they went in the cabin, and everything was just like he just stepped out for a minute. There was a bowl of stuff sitting on the stove cooking like the old-timers used to do. It all froze, and Patty built a fire in the stove. And his partner said, "Well, you can't eat that." And Pat said, "Well, why not? He's not going to be back for it. He ain't been around for a week or two." So he said they ate, warmed the cabin up, and spent the night. The next morning, they got up, made breakfast, and walked out into the narrows, where the water is a little bit faster. And here was the old guy's hat, froze right in the ice. So Patty said he just chopped a hole. There was only about 4 inches of ice. So he just chopped a hole right around the hat and dropped a grappling hook down and caught the old guy right in the crotch of the pants. He said, "The first lift, and up he come." But he was in a bent over position with his can of snus in his hand. So he must have died just instantly, a heart attack, I suppose. But they pulled him up and laid him out on the dog sled with his arms folded across his chest. Of course, that used up most of the day. So they stayed over and picked up what of the guy's personal stuff they could carry. And the next morning, they headed down Gunflint to North Lake. But then they came on into town.
Patty Bale and his friend took the body of the dead trapper to the local morgue in Grand Marais. The morgue also served as a multi-purpose building, including boat building.
And I don't know why, but they cut all his clothes off, and he being froze, they couldn't put a suit on him, so they just cut it up and laid it on him in the coffin. But when they went to shut the lid, it wouldn't shut because he was, with his arms folded across his chest, he was too big. And so then the coroner said he was going to go out and get a crosscut saw and just cut his arms off. And Patty said, "Oh, no, you couldn't do that." He said, "I might meet him in heaven, and I don't want his arms to come off if I shake hands with him." So they'd been building boats in there, and Patty said he found a strip about 3 inches wide, and he took the hinges off the coffin and fastened this your board right around the top just to make it wider, and put the hinges back, and the lid closed good then, of course. But then they took him up to the graveyard. But anyway, when they dug the grave up there, so they had to stand the coffin on end, kind of, and Patty said he could just see that suit slide off the old guy. And he couldn't stand that, so he said he hollered for a nail hammer, and he got down there and pulled the nails and opened the coffin and looked, and everything was fine. So he nailed her shut, and then that was the end of his story.
That was longtime Grand Marais resident Leroy Creech relating a story he recalled hearing from former Cook County Sheriff and State Forester Pat, or Patty Bale. Bale had been part of the effort to find and retrieve the body of a trapper from the narrows of Gunflint Lake. I'm Martha Marnaka, and this feature was produced by the Cook County Historical Society in collaboration with WTIP and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.